University administrators unveiled a plan to a standing-room-only crowd in the University Union Grand Ballroom. Interim Provost Kathy Newman delivered the news about the job cuts.
At this point, I anticipate that it will be necessary to inform approximately 50 faculty of the elimination of their positions. Additionally, several administrative positions and support staff positions will either be eliminated or have modifications made to their contracts.
The announcement did not sit well with the faculty union.
You know, it's tragic.
This is Bill Thompson, who's the union chapter president.
My heart certainly goes out to everyone that's going to be receiving this message this week.
Thompson says the union represents roughly 650 faculty members, so a cut of 50 positions is sizable. Thompson says he was not involved in creating the budget-cutting plan. He only learned its details shortly before everyone else. So his next step is to make sure the administration is not violating the union's contract with the university.
We're going to be keeping a very close eye on the process. We're going to be doing everything we can, of course, to keep people employed. Unions don't exist, you know, to let people lose their jobs. And we will, like I said, just, you know, make sure that the administration is abiding by the contract.
Thompson says Western has failed to increase its enrollment or at least keep it stable, which has hurt its bottom line. He says the university's also been hurt by the state, which for more than a decade has cut the amount it spends on higher education. Western President Jack Thomas says the university's plan will cut spending by $7.5 million for the fiscal year that begins July 1st. But that's not enough. It's hoping to find another $4 million in savings on top of that.
And that may be in a number of ways. May not definitely be just cuts, but in a number of ways, things that we want to do in order to offset that and come up with the $4 million.
So a number of ways. Can you give us an idea of what some of those ways might be?
Well, as I stated in my presentation today, we're looking at possible furloughs and maybe a reduction in wages and those kinds of things. But those are the kinds of things that have to be bargained before we actually really go into that. But these are things that we are considering.
The university is also studying whether to eliminate some programs. Others could be restructured or merged. Dr. Thomas says a task force is working on that, so he declined to say which programs might be on the chopping block. The presentation focused on next school year, but Western must still get through the next 6 months, and that won't be easy either. The state has yet to provide any money to higher education so far this fiscal year, and it's not known when a state budget will finally be in place. WIU Budget Director Matt Bierman says the university will get by without major cuts for the remainder of this school year.
We just have to look at what kind of staffing needs we have as we assess the retirements that are going to take place and what those payouts will need to be.
So you're going to really need to find a way to get through the remainder of this fiscal year with what you have on hand and whatever the state might eventually grant you.
That's correct.
More than 50 people have signed up for the retirement program referred to by Bierman. Those retirements will take effect by the end of the month. Bierman says if a few more sign up, Western will realize its goal of saving $1 to $2 million from the program. Despite the gloomy news, President Jack Thomas says he will maintain a positive outlook. He believes Western will emerge stronger. And Thomas says Western has been around for 116 years, and it'll be here 116 years from now. Rich Egger reporting.